Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cal Senior's Yard as SFMSports.net continues its coverage of the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series in Aberdeen, Maryland. Yesterday, Orioles legend, Hall of Famer, and developer of this World Series, Cal Ripken Jr., hosted Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred to watch one of the U.S. semifinals. Earlier that day, the two took questions from the media about the importance of the Ripken World Series and on youth baseball as a whole. Cal says the commissioner's recent initiatives to open the doors for kids playing baseball match his plan for the game and the World Series.
I just want to say how happy we are and honored that the commissioner's come here to see our World Series. I get a chance to give him a tour here after the press conference to show him all we're doing to help develop the youth. I know that one of the major initiatives in the commissioner's office is to grow the game and present the game to the kids. We're thrilled that he's decided to come here. I have the same sort of passion. When I retired from the game, I guess my last year was 01, I wanted to go out and do this and promote the game and present the game to the kids to get them more interested and grow the game and get more people involved. So I couldn't be more thrilled that the commissioner's office is taking that stand now.
Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says baseball is at a crossroads when it comes to getting kids to play.
Youth participation is a really competitive space. Kids have more options. Cal and I were just talking about this. Not only do they have more options, but every sport is trying to make them one sport athletes. And I think that over the last 20 years, baseball's probably underinvested in youth efforts. And I think we have a lot of work to do in this space to make sure baseball's as competitive as possible.
Now, a major part of the pregame ceremony that you hear on SFMSports.net is the reading of the sportsmanship code. Cal Ripken Jr. says every time the players and fans hear it, it should remind them there are things more important than just winning or losing.
I do have a moment when the code is being read by one of the players. It starts to give you a sense or a meaning about what it's all about. It's a bigger picture, not just the game itself. It's how you conduct yourself in life. And so exposing those kids to those words and have them participate in it, it might not resonate the first time they do it. It might not resonate the second time, but that's something that will stick with them, and that'll be a basis in which they can look to. So I always feel very good and honored. Sportsmanship seems to be a corny sort of thing to talk about in the competitive world. It's almost like you're soft if you're a good sport. But good sport is not about being soft. It's about respecting the game and about respecting your opponent and conducting yourself in a way that's honorable. And that's hard to do.
This year at the Ripken World Series, the numbers 2-1-3-1 are in right field, hanging on the hotel that looks like the warehouses at Camden Yards. The number signifies Cal Ripken Jr. breaking the consecutive games played streak held by Lou Gehrig. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of that moment. Ripken reminisced about the milestone.
First of all, it's hard to fathom that it's 20 years ago already, that wonderful night. I look back on it as a celebration that I was embarrassed to sort of participate in because the focus should be on championship season, you playing for the pennant. But as we fell out of the pennant race, it became more about a celebration of baseball and a connection between an era in which Lou Gehrig played and the current era at the time. So being part of that celebration was really cool, and I'm very proud of, and I think about. The lap around the ballpark was one that was no one could have choreographed, no one could have planned, just happened. I know Rafael Palmeiro and Bobby Bowe, they pushed me out of the dugout. And to be able to go around and turn that celebration into a more intimate one was wonderful. And I remember my interactions with all the California Angels players. When do you get a chance to talk to the players you're playing against? And in particular, Rod Carew. Just saw Rod Carew at the Hall of Fame. And I remember thinking after I had a moment with Rod in the middle of the game, I was thinking that was the coolest thing ever. And then somebody asked me, what did he say? And I go, I don't know. So I do remember just the overall celebration. The moment with my dad looking in the box up there was really special. My kids were really special. So just the overall celebration. And I think that link, a lot of people told me that they looked at baseball, you know, as that game. And sometimes we look at baseball now as a big form of entertainment, but in that sort of moment, people looked at it as we were sportsmen, and it was that game that everybody grew up loving. And so I was very proud to be a part of that.
Commissioner Manfred says the game needed fixing following the 1994-95 strike that canceled the 94 World Series.
That period of time was a very, very difficult time for baseball. The strike did real damage to Major League Baseball's relationships with its fans, and we rebuilt those relationships one player at a time, and nobody was more important to that effort than Cal was.
A staple of Babe Ruth League rules and of this Cal Ripken World Series is that the field is bigger and the rules slightly more difficult than Little League Baseball. The dimensions and rules go way beyond simply distinguishing themselves from another form of youth baseball, but helping 12-year-olds bridge the gap as they prepare to play on adult diamonds in the future. I asked the commissioner and Cal about this.
I think that drop point is that 13-year-old age group. And, you know, Cal and I talked about this in New York earlier this year. You know, one of the challenges at that 13 group is how big should the field be? And, you know, those sorts of age-related issues are a challenge in terms of continuing participation, and it's something we're going to really work hard at going forward.
Yeah, we lose a lot of players dropping off from 12 to 13. It used to be the you're changing from a small guy's field to the major league diamond-sized field. Now, we play a 70-foot, which is a bridge between, because the kids have gotten bigger, stronger, and there's some fundamental things that were happening on the 60 with that that athlete that shouldn't happen. Their reaction time to throw a guy at first base was way faster than normal. The pitching speeds from the pitching mound was their reaction times were greater than a big leaguer. So adjusting the field dimensions are good, but it also serves as a bridge to the next level. And we really like to get more kids staying in the game a little longer at that 13 age group. That's where they have more options. But the field usually is the challenge. The size of the field is, it's a different ball game once you move back to the big field.
We hope you enjoyed our feature with Cal Ripken Jr. and Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. For now, I'm Rob Dawson, and this is the Cal Ripken World Series, powered by SFMSports.net.